Good afternoon. You're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. The time is 12:01, and it's time for Locomotion Machine. I think I should tell you that we are licensed in Bella Vista. Thank you all for tuning in today and sharing your lunch hour with me as Locomotion brings you some local news and events that are happening up here on the Intermountain area and the surrounding little communities of Shasta County. And today in the studio, I'm just pleased as punch to tell you that I have two of the great musicians that come from the band Heavy Dose of Blues. Gentlemen, please introduce yourselves.
Hey, I'm John Heath, guitar player for Heavy Dose of Blues.
John, step up to that mic, brother.
Sorry. Hey, I'm John Heath, guitar player for Heavy Dose of Blues.
And I'm Leroy Hofer, harmonica vocals, Heavy Dose of Blues.
And all right, guys, and thanks for coming in the studio today.
Thanks for having us, Shane.
Oh, yeah, hey, you're quite welcome. And see, Leroy, I know you're a local Intermountain man up here. And John, how about yourself?
I'm out of Redding.
You're out of Redding. Well, yeah. Welcome up to the mountain, brother.
Yeah, love it up here.
We got a lot of friends and families and listeners there in the valley, and I know they're tuned in right now. And I want to thank them for joining us. Want to do a little underwriter announcement to let you folks know. You know, we are a volunteer-supported radio station, and we're funded by your listening dollars. And programming on KKRN is brought to you in part by listeners like you and Hofer Construction. Hofer Construction, with 30 years of experience, including 20 years in Shasta County, providing building services for new decks, remodels, and sunsetter awnings, an attractive and affordable way to provide shade. And that, we need that shade nowadays, don't we?
That's a fact.
For more information, please call 530-472-3357 or visit them on the web at hoferconstruction.com. That's H-O-F-E-R construction.com. KKRN would like to thank Hofer Construction for the generous support of community radio. And if you are a listener and haven't had the opportunity to be part of KKRN's family, you can go to our homepage at kkrn.org, click on the donate tab, and it'll take you to a safe and secure site. And hey, thanks for taking the time to do that. Okay, let's get back to the real stuff, which is all about the music. Leroy and John are here today to talk about a festival that's going to be taking place tomorrow, June 20th, and it is the Jefferson State Blues Society's first annual Singing the Blues concert, huh?
Yes.
You know, that always, I always think that's kind of humorous when people say the first annual on their first one. But, you know, that gives you hope knowing that it's going to be continuous. And I think that's really cool to have your first annual. But you guys play all over the Shasta County. This isn't your first gig in town, is it?
No, not really. Heavy Dose of Blues, the band, has been around for a long time. Leroy can talk about that.
Yeah, the folks up here know Heavy Dose of Blues real well. Yes. Leroy and his lovely drummer wife, Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Yeah, we've been with the Shasta Blues Society for many years, and when that went away, we were very happy that these folks picked it up and started over with the Jefferson Blues Society, and a ton of work putting on this festival. Got a big shout out to Mike Brown for taking it on and getting behind the wheel and pushing it. And we're looking forward to a great weekend of some great music.
Yes, and I've been looking over the playlist here. You guys got, well, let me tell the folks just a little bit about it. It's going to be taking place tomorrow at the Mosquito Serenade Stage, which is at the Anderson River Park. The gates open at 12 noon, and the music begins at 1 o'clock, and it's going to continue until 9 o'clock. There's going to be five blues bands. Headlining the show is going to be blues master Chris Kane, and there's also going to be David Pinsky and Phil Newton with Over the Moon Band. But the thing that excites me the most is that there's going to be three local bands that are going to be performing. It's going to be Heavy Dose of Blues, of course, and the Blues Rollers and Cold Sweat. You can get your tickets at the Cascade Theater box office. Harriet Music, The Music Connection, and Mike's Music and Sound. And let's see, they do have a few little rules there in Anderson Park. Please, no pets. No smoking of any kind. And they want you to bring your own chairs and your own mosquito spray. It is down there on the river. But, you know, that makes it a little little extra nice being down here on the river. Going to have a little cooler breeze. It's down there underneath the shades of those big old oak trees. So even though it's going to be regular Anderson temperature, it's going to be a little cool there in the park for you. And also, this is a very kid-friendly event.
And, kids 12 and under are free.
Yeah, there it is, 12 and under free. That's pretty cool. And I know that next door to the Mosquito Serenade, they have the little playground for the little fellers. And, of course, there's always going to be the good music that's going to be taking place. I want to also thank Mike Brown. He sent us some of the music that from the musicians that you're going to be able to hear. And today we're going to be focusing on some of those musicians. Up first today, we're going to be hearing from the Blues Rollers. And Leroy and John are going to talk about a little bit about it. And they've also brought their guitars and harmonica. John on the guitar and Leroy on his harmonica. And we're going to do some live music, too. You guys want to listen to this song first and then play a tune? Or you want to break it in and start off?
Let's let the Blues Rollers break it in.
Okay, well.
They're going to open the show tomorrow. Let's let them do it today, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll listen to this song, and I'll come back and tell you the start times for all the bands. And do a little more talking with Leroy and John of the Heavy Dose of Blues. So here they are on KKRN 88.5 FM, Locomotion Machine, the Blues Rollers.
Making believe you got love in your heart for me. All the time I was your fool. From now on, dear, I'm playing it cool. I'm gonna find somebody new. I'm gonna stop fooling myself. I'm gonna find somebody else. True. Someone to help me forget about you. I'm gonna find somebody new. You got me hanging on a hook, baby, for a long, long while. But I'm so glad, so glad, baby, that I finally got. I'm gonna stop from making believe you got love in your heart for me. All the time I was your fool. From now on, dear, I'm laying it cool. I'm gonna find somebody new. Thank you. gonna stop make believe you got love in your heart for me. All the time I was your fool, but now honey I'm playing it cool. Somebody new, babe.
Okay, there you have the Blues Roar. That's the first taste you get to have of them. And Leroy here and John, they know these guys. They play with the Blues Rollers. And, well, they've been around for a while. Isn't that right, fellas?
Yeah, the Blues Roller has been around for quite a while. Michael Plank, the front guy there on the harmonicas, got a lot of ears blown on that Mississippi saxophone. And a local guy on the guitar, Mr. Mike Jenkins, he's been a high school teacher for an awful lot of these students from the Intermountain and the Reading area over the last several years.
That's really cool. Like we were talking, it puts the face on the musicians that you hear on over the air is when you get little information like that. You know, these are all local people, and they're quite accomplished musicians, as you just heard. And as I stated, that was the Blues Roller. Tomorrow, they're going to start off the Singing the Blues Festival is at 1 p.m., and it looks like they're going to be playing until about 2, and then Heavy Dose of Blues will be taking over from 2 to 3.30. Is that right, guys?
Actually, 2.30 we start.
2.30.
Okay, yeah. 2.30, yeah.
And we're going to play for about an hour.
Yeah, an hour out there ought to be pretty good. Yeah. Well, there's five bands for tomorrow, so that's going to be a great mix-up of some of the great blues players that are found up here in Shasta County. And
it's really great. That's one nice thing about the festival is that you know, we've got a mix of local bands, which there's a huge pool of local talent in Reading. A lot of great local musicians. So we got the local musicians, all of which who have donated their time for this festival. It is a fundraiser for the Blues Society. So all of the local bands have donated their time to come out and play. And then we've got the two headliner bands, Dave Pinsky and Phil Newton. They're actually out of Southern Oregon, first-class blues act. These guys, between them, I think they got about 30 years of playing blues music. They've been... I believe they were nominated for a Muddy Award, which is kind of like a National Blues Award. They've been back to Memphis to play at the kind of the big blues conference they have back there every year. And we're, you know, very grateful that they're coming down and going to play. And then we've got Chris Kane coming in. I think Chris hails out of the Bay Area. Anybody that knows blues music probably recognizes the name Chris Kane. So. Very excited. Good mix of local talent and, you know, some talent from out of the area.
Very cool. And, one of the very cool things is it's taking place there at the Anderson River Park.
Which so, I'm pretty sure, I can't guarantee it, but I think it's like 10 degrees cooler at Anderson River Park.
That's what we're going to say. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And, you know, bring your lawn chairs, bring a cooler.
And there is going to be food available.
Yeah, there will be some food vendors there.
Mary's Pizza and Dog on a Roll, I think. And
Yep.
But you're welcome to bring your own coolers.
Yep.
With your grub and I know there was something I'm not real sure how it went about the sale of alcohol beverages with the City of Anderson versus the Chamber of Commerce.
I believe the Chamber of Commerce is going to be selling alcohol down there.
For this event they will be?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, so there's that. it'll be a hot day if you are drinking that beer. Be careful. But it is a blues festival, huh?
Yeah. It is. We'll have water for sale down there as well, soda and the food vendors you mentioned. And
you're saying this is a benefit to help the Jefferson State Blues Society with upcoming events and things like that. So it's all All the proceeds will go to further events that these good men will be bringing you. And appreciate y'all coming up here and letting folks know about it. It seems like there's a lot that happens around up here in the North State, and people seem to find out about it after the fact. So that's kind of why we have you up here, is letting our listeners know about this cool event.
Yeah, and we sure appreciate the work that you, Shane, do, as well as the rest of the folks up here at KKRN, getting the word out to the locals.
Oh, yeah, thanks. That's what we're all about. It's community, and we like to help the folks that are, you know, really putting out a lot of themselves like you guys are doing. I know, like you say, all these musicians are doing this for free.
Yeah,
that's what's really cool. Well, let's listen to another musician we have here. We'll play him, and then we'll come back and talk to him, and then I think maybe we'll have John and Leroy will be ready to do a little live tune, which is always great fun. So, hey, thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane, and we'll hear some more good music from one of the musicians that's going to be at the Singing the Blues Festival tomorrow at the Anderson River Park. Gates open at 12. The event starts at 1. Thanks for tuning in. Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. Okay, that was great. That was Chris Kane, and he's going to be the headliner at the Sing the Blues Festival tomorrow in Anderson River Park, starting, well, the music starts at 1, the gates open at 12, and Leroy, John, you guys know a little something about Chris, don't you?
Yeah, actually, I know Chris very well. He actually, I believe, played at the very first blues festival that the Shasta Blues Society did over 20 years ago. And he's come up and been a part of the blues festivals for a long time. And actually, the Heavy Dose had the good fortune to open for him back when we were doing some shows at Lulu's down there in Reading. And Chris is a phenomenal guitarist and songwriter, and we're real excited and happy to have him come into town.
Yeah, let me give you a rundown of the times that I have here, at least, for the musician. Blues Rollers are going to start the festival at 1 p.m., and when they leave the stage, Heavy Dose of Blues is going to be coming on at around 2:30. Then Cold Sweat is going to be coming on from 3:30 to 5. Dave Pinsky and
Phil Newton.
And Phil Newton, thank you. Yeah, Phil Newton and Over the Moon Band are going to be coming on from 5 to 6:30. And then from 6:30 to 7, they're going to have like a little half-hour break while Chris Kane's people get his the stage set up for Chris, and he'll be playing from 7 to 9 p.m. And so that'll be 8 hours of good blues music by 5 different groups. Yeah. Well worth the price of admission, which I can't say, but I can say kids 12 and under are free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, okay, so that was 2 songs by a couple of the other, Chris Kane's one, and which you just heard, and Blues Roller started off the program, and now we're going to hear a little impromptu jamming by Leroy and John of Heavy Dose of Blues. I don't think we could squeeze the whole band in a little studio we have in here, but I'm very grateful that John and Chris came up, John and Leroy. Chris could come up too, but maybe next time.
Huh? Yeah, sounds good.
All right, guys, why don't you just introduce the song and have at it.
All right, well, we're going to do kind of an old, well, it's not that old a tune. This is a Steamroller Blues, one of the first blues tunes I really got to enjoy, and I would love to send this out to Michelle, who couldn't be with us today because she's working out hard, making sure she's staying fit. Play those drums.
Some of that sweet rock and roll, and I'm gonna
gonna shoot you full of rhythm, rhythm and blues, oh yeah. I'm a cement mixer, baby, just a churning urn, burning funk. I'm your cement mixer, baby, just a churning urn of burning funk. Well, I'm a demolition derby now, just a hefty hunk of steel and junk.
Thanks, guys. You know, there's just something about live music in the studio that comes across so great. I just love that. It gave me the chills when you started playing that.
Yeah,
still got it, man.
Yeah,
back
that's
in,
what we're aiming for.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thrills and chills.
Yeah. Used to have to pay big money for a rush like that. Now I sit here in the studio and enjoy it for free. All right. I also want to let you folks know about something that's taking place tonight up here on the mountain. In Round Mountain at the Hill Country Health and Wellness Center. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary. And gosh, how'd that happen? 30 years already. And that Hofer Construction guy has been in business 30 years too now. We're talking about how'd that happen?
As
just
a matter of fact,
time.
Yeah.
It's turning around three times and 30 years has gone by. Well, let me tell you about what's happening at the Hill Country 30th anniversary celebration. They're going to be having local music, a classic car show. There, you can visit with the old friends and visit with the staff members and board members. Some of the local food is going to be Fall River beer. They're going to be barbecuing up some chicken and tri-tip. There's going to be farmer's market salad, Fall River wild rice, and snow mountain water. And it's family-friendly prices. And if you've never been up here on the mountain, Hill Country Health and Wellness Center is located at 29632 Highway 299E in Round Mountain. And boy, that's going to be pretty fun little event for our local folks up here. A lot of good people. And, well, they come from all over Shasta, Tehama, Trinity County to come up here to Hill Country Clinic. And we thank the good folks there at Hill Country Clinic for all they do for KKRN Radio, too. And let's see, what else we got going on? I'll give you a little announcement about the Burning Basin Day Art Show. It doesn't take place until July 3rd, 4th, and 5th. But if you're an artist, they are wanting you to submit your artwork between June 21st, which is Sunday, and June 29th. That's the deadline, is June 29th at 5 p.m. Your entries must be original and new to this venue. They must be framed and ready to hang. And, hey, they're going to be giving out cash awards to the winning entries. That's pretty cool. You can get your entry forms and rules of entry from the Intermountain Artists at the Evelyn O. Royce Arts Center, which is in Fall River, or the Burnie Chamber of Commerce, which is on Main Street there in Burnie. All right, then. Okay, we're going to listen to another one of the musicians that's going to be playing tomorrow at Anderson River Park as part of Jefferson State's Blues Society's Singing the Blues, the first annual Singing the Blues festival. And I always like that word, festival. That's very festive, yes.
You're having a good time.
Yeah, here. I need to pause the mics back up so you guys can join in on the conversation. I'm over here talking to myself. I'm going to give you a rundown of the times that the five different bands are going to be playing tomorrow. Blues Roller is going to start at 1. Heavy Dose of Blues at 2:30. Cold Sweat at 3:30. Dave Pinsky and his group is going to start at 5. And there'll be a half hour break between 6:30 and 7. And that's when the headliner, Chris Kane, will take over until 9 p.m. Five groups, 8 hours of some of the best blues you'll ever hear. And that's my own personal opinion.
We'll second that.
And my opinion, yeah, is backed up by a lot of locals here, too. Yeah. Okay, and we're just going to play this song and we'll come back and talk to you. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. We're your local community radio station.
blowing wind. I hope I forget all the things that come with your kiss. I fell behind one too many times. You know I don't deserve it. I just want what's mine. From the cold, you couldn't keep me from the night. And if God only knows, and then I'm doing just fine.
Okay, we're live back in the studio with Shane, Leroy and John. Leroy and John, Heavy Dose of Blues. And guys, why don't you tell us a little bit about who that group just was?
Oh, that was Cold Sweat, relatively newly organized, but some great skilled musicians. One of my favorites, Mr. Andres Acuna on the guitar there, was with the Heavy Dose of Blues band when we started and played with us for 5 years before he went on to do some of his own solo stuff. And then the guy singing there is Mr. Eddie Sadler. Got a great voice and a good guitar player as well. And they've put together a really a large, talented band with Cleveland on the keyboards and a horn section. So they're going to definitely be an excellent act. And it's our privilege to warm the stage up for them.
Yeah.
Oh, you get to come on right before them. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to hear another tune from one of the musicians here in just a minute that'll be playing at the festival, the Singing the Blues Festival tomorrow. Want to let you know about the Father's Day luncheon. No, Sunday is Father's Day. And it's also the summer solstice. I don't know.
That's right.
That's kind of funny. I don't know if that's happened before, but I'm sure it has. But anyhow, Sunday up here on the mountain, Round Mountain, at the Mountain Community Center, it's going to be a Father's Day luncheon. It's going to start at 1 p.m., and it's going to be the Great Potato and Salad Bar with all the toppings you could ever desire to stick on that spud or salad. And children under 5 are free, and it's sponsored by the Community Center and the Upcountry Seniors at Mountain Community Center, a very viable piece of our community up here in. They're looking for volunteers always to help out around the community center. So if you're interested in that, you might talk to somebody on that Father's Day luncheon if you happen to go. Okay, we're going to play another tune here, and we'll come back, and maybe I'd like you guys to play another tune if you would be so great.
Sure, gracious. We'd love to.
So, yeah, all right, great. Well, I'm going to give it a spin on the dial here, and I'm really hoping that this is David Pinsky. it's David Pinsky and what's his partner?
Phil Newton.
Phil Newton. Well, I don't know why I can't remember that, but Dave Pinsky, Phil Newton, and Over the Moon Band. I can remember that Over the Moon Band. I like that. That's a cool name. But so, hey, well, thanks for tuning in to KKRN 88.5 FM, Locomotion Machine, times 1243. We'll listen to this tune. We'll come back and have another live song by Leroy and John of Heavy Dose of Blues, and then we'll just see what happens. Okay, thanks for tuning in. ¶¶
kissing babies on the telephone. Mama's in the kitchen, babies on the telephone. Call pretty mama, baby, say she's not at home. Ooh, pretty baby, why you treat me this way? Ooh, pretty baby, why you treat me this way? You know that I love you, oh, how I love you, hey. I've been a whole night long. Nothing can go wrong, cause I love you. Mama's in the kitchen, baby's on the telephone. Mama's in the kitchen, baby's on the telephone. Call pretty mama, baby, say she's not at home.
We're back live in Locomotion with Shane and Leroy and John in the studio. That was Dave Pinsky and Phil Newton with Over the Moon Band, one of the groups that you can hear tomorrow, one of the five groups that you can hear tomorrow at the Singing the Blues Festival, the first annual Singing the Blues Festival, to be held at the Anderson River Park there at the Mosquito Serenade Stage area. It's going to start at 1 o'clock. The music does. The gates will open at 12. Kids 12 and under free. Let's see. We'll give you another rundown of the groups here. It's going to be Blues Rollers, Heavy Dose of Blues. Gosh, where's my flyers? Here we are. Let me get you guys back on the mics here.
Dave,
go ahead, brother.
David Pinsky and Phil Newton. Those guys are out of Southern Oregon. They're coming down here to play for everybody. And then coming up out of the Bay Area is Chris Kane. Really excited. Kind of like you mentioned, Shane, the first annual Singing the Blues Festival. The Blues Society, Jefferson State Blues Society, we got high aspirations. We're hoping to make this an every year thing. You know, it's a great venue, Anderson River Park down there. You know, and just a lot of local, great local bands. And we've actually gotten a lot of support from local businesses as well. Got quite a few people have stepped up to sponsor this deal. Cascade Theater, Harriet Music, The Music Connection, Angelo's Pizza, Grace Guitars, Foam Experts Company, California Brewing Company, Mary's Pizza Shack, Roundtable Pizza, a lot of pizza sponsorship.
Yeah.
Pizza and Blues.
Yeah.
Dogs on a Roll, and then Mike's Music and Sound, and then some other company, Hofer Construction. I haven't heard much about them, but and you know, I'd like to mention just a little bit about the Blues Society. Maybe educate some people on the Blues Society. So the Blues Society, you know, a nonprofit organization. Founded of musicians and fans of the blues. Kind of the goal is to preserve and further the blues, educate people about the blues, provide a outlet for musicians and a place for fans to catch the blues. The Blues Society, we have an open jam the first and third Sundays of the month at Angelo's Pizza. If you're a musician, bring your instrument down there, sign up on the list. It's a really good time. You know, a lot of inspiring music comes out of that. We have a huge fan base that loves to come down and dance. Just really a good time. And, you know, we're hoping to spread that, you know, into the Singing the Blues Festival.
Hey, where is Angelo's, in case some of our listeners aren't real sure about that?
Angelo's is on California. We're kind of right across the street from Jack's Steakhouse.
Okay, everybody knows where
Jack's
is.
Everybody knows where Jack's Steakhouse is.
Yeah, all right. Okay, then there's something else that's happening. Well, it'll start happening June 21st, and it's going to run until July 11th at the Mount Shasta Mall. It's a pictorial display of all the service people from California who sacrificed their lives for us. There's going to be an open ceremony on June 21st at 2 p.m. And it's sponsored by the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Ladies Auxiliary, NorCal Veterans Historical Society, and Families Honoring Our Troops. So once again, you can go by and see their display June 21st to July 11th. At the Mount Shasta Mall, remembering our fallen from California. Okay, guys, you ready to do one more? Well, it's 12:52, so yeah, we got enough time to do another live one. And
let's do it.
If you stretch it out to 8 minutes, we'll go into Country Fried Rock, which follows Locomotion with Shane. But no pressure.
All right. Well, this is a song about the blues and about how we feel about the blues. It's called "The Blues Is All Right."
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people have a conception about the blues that it's all kind of down music, and you know, my dog left me, my wife left me, that kind of stuff. But you know, there's a lot of good time blues as well, and it's fun stuff.
Here's a taste. Sad. I tell you people, it's the best feeling I've ever had. I love the blues. Make me feel so good. Well, it's hard to feel bad when the blues makes me feel so good. people if you're younger, if you're old. Blues is gonna get you way down in your soul. I love the blues. Oh, they make me feel so good. Well, it's hard to feel bad when the blues makes me feel so good. Well, I've been playing this old harp about half my life. I'm gonna play till the day I die, 'cause I love blues. Well, they make me feel so good. Well, it's hard to feel bad, baby, when the blues makes me feel so good. So good. All right, it's been a pleasure. Hey, if I could, I'd like to give a shout out to the rest of the band, the Heavy Dose of Blues band. That's right here. Mr. John Heath is going to be on the guitar all day long.
Yeah.
Rod Harvey, former Big Bend and local guy I've known for a long time. Rod Harvey on the drums. Mr. Lionel Williams on the bass, my lovely wife Michelle on the other set of drums, and we've got a special guest. Should we leak the secret? We got a special guest of ours coming in to do a little keyboard and some saxophone. So, really looking forward to a great day in the park.
Also, got to throw some kudos out to the band manager, number one groupie, guitar gear financier, my wife, Debbie Heath. Couldn't do it without her.
All right. Yeah, that's great, John. Really good. Ready to get that in here. All right. Once again, we're going to tell you about the Singing the Blues Festival taking place tomorrow. Starts at 12 o'clock. That's when the gates open. The music starts at 1 p.m. with a blues roller, followed up by a heavy dose of blues, then Cold Sweat, followed up with Dave Pinsky and Phil Newton with the Over the Moon Band, and the headliner, Chris Kane, starts at 7 p.m. And thanks to Leroy, John, Heavy Dose of Blues for coming in and sharing. I want to thank Mike Brown also for sending in some of the music of the musicians that are going to be playing. And hey, you two, thanks for coming in and being representatives for Heavy Dose of Blues and our community in general, the Blues Society. Tell folks once again where you guys practice. What was it, once?
First, so third. The Blues Society has an open jam the first and third Sunday of every month. That's at Angelo's Pizza across from Jack's Steakhouse there on California. And Shane, we want to thank you for having us up here and supporting the Blues Society and this event, and then just all the community events that that you guys talk about here, and the local music that you guys put forth.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Yeah, it's all about community, and I don't think anything brings community together better than music. And thanks for coming up again, guys. We'll have you up again, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow.
Thank you, Shane.
Yeah,
see you tomorrow.
You're welcome. Hey, once again, we're going to go out to let you know about Hill Country's 30th anniversary taking place tonight at 5:30 at Hill Country Health and Wellness Center up here in Round Mountain. And tomorrow in Oak Run, they're having an ice cream social at the Oak Run Volunteer Fire Company's Fire Hall. They're going to have the Reach and the PHI Air Ambulance signups, ice cream, drinks, socializing, and information how to protect your house and property. All right, that's tomorrow at the Oak Run Volunteer Fire Hall, 11 to 2. And then once again, Blues in Anderson Park from 1 to 9 p.m., five bands. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion with Shane. Following up is going to be Country Fried Rock. Then we'll go into Juke in the Back, and at 3 o'clock, your Grateful Dead Hour. Thanks again for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. I'll be back next week bringing you some of your local musicians and events up here on the mountain. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, Sunday, Father's Day, hug a daddy.
Hello, baby. Yeah, tried to call you.
RN is made possible by listeners like you and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online